It is 14 and a half before 6. Time for the best 5 minutes of the day. A little break from the music with a tune or two to follow before our call to the day. Jason Kantz, good morning.
Good morning.
It is Thursday, June 5th, and I forgot to underscore that June is the best month of the year. Don't you agree?
That's what I've heard you say many times before.
You know, I do it in response. You're the one who taught me. You taught me your emphasis, your countdown.
About the beauty of October.
Your countdown to your October 25th birthday and your emphasis. Yeah. And you begin the October campaign probably in late September that it's the best month.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I will not apologize for that. But yes, June is a beautiful month. Of course, your birthday coming up in a week. My granddaughter's birthday this month. So
it is, you know, over the years, it's interesting, though, because I try to. Well, what day is Rosie's birthday?
I think 29th, 26th,
okay.
Something like that.
Yeah. All right, near the end of the month. Yeah. And your daughter's expecting a second, so yeah.
Correct. Next month. Yep.
Yeah, exciting. And you're ready to retire and just be a full-time grandpa, aren't you?
There are days. Yeah. Although when I do spend a full day with Rosie, I'm like, whew, my wife has a lot more energy than I do.
Yeah, so, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Well, could I persuade you about June being the best month if I tell you tomorrow is National Donut Day?
I mean, that's a good thing. I do love donuts. Mm-hmm. That's for sure. That is a mark in the positive category.
Yeah. Summer doesn't officially begin until 9:42 our time on June 20th, though. But I think we kind of think of this as summer already. So,
do you have a favorite donut?
The one that I'm holding.
That's good. That's a good way to put it.
No, I think I like the Persian. You know, and if it's got occasionally, if I see that at Quick Trip, and it's like the day old kind, that's what I'm probably most tempted toward.
Nice.
How about you?
I mean, for me, a cream filled chocolate Long John is hard to beat.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But what if you think that it's cream filled and it's got jelly?
That, you know, not great.
Yeah.
It's also not even great if it has custard.
I would differ that. I think if you get a one of those chocolate covered ones and it's nice and soft and then it has some custard, you don't like the custard?
I'll eat that, but it's going to be a disappointment if I'm expecting cream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, as long as we're talking about this, I saw Meg Kissinger, and I think she's still a reporter for the Journal Sentinel, and she had a post this morning. I don't know if this is who the individual is. It says, this guy, it might be her husband, whatever. Honored today by his buddies at Food for Health, where he volunteers a few times a week. And they gave him a cake. So you just kind of, you know, it's just kind of like, it's like when people have a weight loss. I mean, that's just how we celebrate is with sugar, right?
That's exactly the phrase I was just thinking. We celebrate with sugar.
Yeah.
That'd be a good, phrase for a bakery, right? We celebrate with sugar.
Yeah,
or celebrate with sugar. Yeah.
If you
could, maybe we should open a bakery.
Well, here you go. There is one for sale by my house. It used to be Sue's Deluxe Bakery, and then the ice cream shop, and neither one, and that hasn't made it, and so it's for sale. And in fact, Dana Yoder from Dyna Realty, she's the one trying to sell it. So,
well, maybe,
yeah.
Leave neuropsychology in the rearview mirror.
That would stun everybody if you did.
It would, yeah, it would for sure. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right, we've got Titus 3:3 today.
And that says, once we too were foolish and disobedient, we were misled and became slaves to many lusts and pleasures. Our lives were full of evil and envy, and we hated each other.
Wow, that sounds pretty nasty.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. And so you say in Letters to the Beloved, just as everyone's an image bearer, every person has also been affected by sin. You are fully aware of your history. You've been foolish and disobedient. You have pursued passions down dangerous paths, becoming trapped by sin along the way. You have behaved maliciously, driven by selfishness. Sinful self-centeredness fosters a culture of hatred and division. This is kind of the, you know, we talk about BC, kind of your before Christ stuff, right? So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, and I think, unfortunately, we sometimes still see this sort of thing in those who proclaim the name of Christ. You know, we still divide. We still engage in hateful behaviors. But, you know, I think we're going to see that as we make the turn into Titus 3:4 and following that. You know what? We're called to something higher. We're called to something more beautiful, more relational, more loving.
Yeah. And, I mean, I think about the sanctification process. I mean, you know, in terms of becoming like Christ, it takes a while, but hopefully we're letting the Holy Spirit do his work, right? So,
absolutely.
All right. Thanks, friend. There's our buddy Jason Kanz.
Well, what is your greatest punchline, a little quip, a one-liner that you can whip out at just about any time? And as we said a few minutes ago, many of these were probably come up with by dads, but there's a TikToker named Chelsea who says she collects, quote-unquote, master punchlines, punchlines that can be used in many different and varied scenarios.
Yeah, for instance, maybe you say, no thanks, I'm trying to quit, when offered virtually anything.
I like that one. Another master punchline, things that can be used in a lot of different situations. Someone says, my grandpa who couldn't hear, instead of saying what, would say, kill who? That's a grandpa thing for sure.
Totally, totally. Here's another master punchline. You might say, somebody says, actually, they've been waiting for the perfect time to use, this is going to ruin the world tour. Yeah, just kind of drop that in there.
Someone else's master punchlines that can be used in a variety of scenarios. They say, mine will always be when someone offers something, a glass of water, cookie, or whatever, and I say, oh, no, I can't. I'm driving.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Yeah, there you go. Chelsea says her mother used to say, this is a trick I learned in the Army when she did very mundane things. She was actually never in the Army.
There you go. Funny punchlines here that you can use in a lot of different scenarios. Someone says that the most benign event or near miss, I like to say, that could have been fatal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go. And when someone doesn't know what something is and you have to explain it, in the end, you end with, it's huge in Japan.
It's big over there. Another punchline, our daughter once said rather sincerely, you should put that in your notes app. And it became a family punchline for everything.
No matter what, just put it in your notes app. A couple of more. Chelsea says when her 11-year-old and her see something really nice or cool and mentions it, the other has to say, would be a shame if something happened to it.
Oh, dear. And one more master punchline. Again, punchlines that can be used in a variety of scenarios. Try some of these out. Check the podcast later so you can get all of them. Try them out. Someone says, after someone says something mundane like, I need to go get gas, I like to reply with, that's what they want you to think.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I like that one.
Having some fun here on the Wib Wake Up Show early this morning. Some master punchlines on WWIB.
Well, how healthy are certain kinds of apples? We can tell you at least one that apparently is the best type of apple that you can be eating. And they talk about keeping the doctor away with an apple a day.
Yeah.
This is the kind to eat.
That's interesting. Before I get into this, because I kind of gave away the lead earlier in the tease, but the fact is that I thought I'd heard recently, and a lot of times my news consumption is headlines for starters, but somebody had said an apple a day, keep a doctor away, wasn't necessarily true. So somebody else was, so we'll see if this sort of is a counter to that.
Yeah, indeed.
America's most common apple also may be its most potent.
So the red delicious apple is the one to eat. A study by the Canadian government that measured the levels of antioxidants in 8 varieties of apples found that red delicious apples contain the highest concentrations of the health-enhancing chemicals.
And to get the most bang for your bite, be sure to eat the peel.
The skin of red delicious apples, the most common variety grown in the United States, contains over 6 times more antioxidant activity than the meat of the apple. So, you know, again, if you're peeling the apple, you're kind of getting rid of a lot of the health benefits.
Huh. Yeah, so that's interesting.
You don't have to eat the stem, though.
People are like, but I really like what's inside, but that's not what's healthiest for you.
I have never been bothered by eating the peel for apples. That doesn't bother me. I have to say, just going off topic here, but mashed potatoes, you know, of course, peeled potatoes, etc. But baked potatoes, as I've grown older, I don't know if there's any health benefits of eating like the peel, the skin, so to speak, of baked potatoes. But as I've gotten older, it's like, you know what? I don't need to peel that. I'm just going to eat it as it is. And now I'm curious if that gives me any health benefits or if I'm just eating it for no reason.
Many times I've eaten the whole apple except for like the stem.
But, yes, so, indeed. Yeah. I'll skip the stem and the oh, so you'll eat the seeds?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
Take my chances at an apple tree growing in
me. Yeah. I mean, then you'd have a constant supply.
Yeah. But then it's a whole nother thing. What about chicken skin? Where are you at on that?
Oh. Is it Kentucky Fried?
Yeah, I know there is a difference.
Oh, quick Googling. Yes, there are several health benefits to consuming the skin of potatoes. Potato skins are a rich source of fiber, vitamins, and minerals.
There we go.
So there you go. They also contain antioxidants and flavonoids. We are learning right along with you, friends.
There's no question we can't answer almost instantaneously on the Wib Wake Up Show here on WWI. And talking with Heather Flashinsky about One Fest in about a half an hour or so, less, here on WWIB. But right now, Caleb, many of us feel we are above average.
Yes, when appraising their own talents and skills, the vast majority of Americans rate themselves as, quote, far above or somewhat above average.
Hmm. Yeah, for instance, on topics like trustworthiness, 77% of people consider themselves above average.
63% of Americans consider themselves above average when it comes to reading ability. That's good.
Okay, critical thinking, 57% think they're above average.
The older I've gotten, the more I realize, not just critical thinking, but just the synapses in the brain just don't seem to be firing quite as well. Self-awareness, 59% say they're above average, and just 4% of Americans say they're below average in self-awareness.
Now, when it comes, we're not as confident in things like dancing ability. Only 16% think they're above average, and a whopping 54% say that they're below average.
I don't know if there's a well below average, but that's where I would put myself when it comes to dancing.
Yeah.
Also, our mechanical ability, 26% of us say we're above average, but 34% say we're below average. And again, I would be at the below or well below.
Below, right here, yeah. And running, 16% say they are above average, 57% say they're below average when it comes to running.
When it comes to running, can I say if I do it, not doing it well, definitely not doing it well, but at least I do it. So hopefully that counts for something.
Increasingly, I settle for walking the dogs as the closest I get to running, typically. All right, we've got one of our favorite people, Heather Flashinsky from One Fest in studio with us. Hey, less than 2 months now, Heather.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
I always drop that on you, and they're like, don't remind me. You
know? Yeah, it's like her eyes get bigger, and it's like, yes, yes, I know that it's coming up. One Fest again last year, the new location at the Chippewa Valley Music Festival grounds in Cadott, Heather. It was fantastic. Biggest One Fest ever in terms of attendance. And again, hoping, Lord willing, that more and more people will support you. Again, One Fest is a nonprofit, and we want to gather everyone together in the name of Jesus and hoping that this year's One Fest is the biggest ever as more and more folks realize, hey, this is a fantastic way to spend 3 days in a summer weekend.
Yeah, we were working really hard to have a lot of variety and a lot of excitement for all the people that are attending, and definitely creating that community feel that we're all there as Christians worshiping together.
And you've got a couple of featured organizations this year.
Yes, we do. We have Hope Gospel Mission and Trinity Equestrian Center, and we really try to do some unique things with each of these featured organizations each year. And so we're really excited that this year Trinity is actually going to bring their horses on site.
No way.
Yeah. So they're going to have both their minis and their larger animals, and the larger ones will be showcased in the camping area, so building that camping community ideas and activities. And then the minis will be walking around in the fest grounds.
Nice.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
All right. See, when you say minis, I immediately think Little Sebastian from my Parks and Rec fans out there, too. But what I love about featured organizations with One Fest is you are a nonprofit. And again, people can support you tax deductibly. And you say, hey, we want to also give to other nonprofits in the area. And you always feature a couple every year saying, hey, these are worthy organizations. And I think sometimes there can be this competition where it's like, well, what if there's not enough for us if we help someone else? But instead saying the Lord will supply the needs for us and for all these organizations that we highlight.
Exactly. And we just want to make sure that people are aware of the good work that they're all doing in the communities that we're in. Hope Gospel Mission, they're well known, but yet there's still a great partnership there, and we can work together. And we're super excited to do a hygiene drive, actually, with them at
Wonderful.
The festival grounds.
Yeah, and Trinity, we've talked to Tony many times in the past, and they continue to expand in terms of their focus beyond veterans with the trauma, but dealing with those even in the EMTs and others, too. Mm-hmm. So that's what's going on with them. And then your flex seating, you guys continue to learn and grow as you go along. And so I think the flex seating, and then even also with this new venue, the reserved seating has been a big deal, too, right?
Right. So the flex seating is in the reserved seating area, but it gives you the flexibility to you buy the seat for the weekend, but you can have one person use the seat for one day and another person use it for another day. And that's something we added this year that requires a little bit more management on our end. So it's a little bit cost more, but it's not that much. And definitely, hopefully that helps you out, because we heard that a bit from people that they were like, well, I can't make it the second day. So how can I share it with somebody?
Yeah, and again, I love that you guys are responsive, too, to festival goers and saying, how can we make this better each and every year? And one of the things that always makes One Fest possible is volunteers. Again, you are volunteer-led, volunteer-run, and for those who are saying, hey, whether it's regular or reserved or flex, I don't know that I can afford to go to One Fest. Man, volunteering is a great way to serve and to be able to get in at no charge.
Absolutely. All the hands and feet that we can get. It takes at least 300 to 350 people to make this happen between all the shifts that we have and all the different opportunities. Jobs for anybody. If you have a desire to help out, we'll find something for you to do.
I had not heard that number before. 300 to 350 volunteers. So you've got openings. You could use some more.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
One-fest.com. Again, you can link up to their website from our website, wwib.com as well. But one-fest.com. And again, if you click on the right side over there, there's quick links and volunteers, the third one down. And so it's easy to get to, and that's how they can get in touch with you, Heather, and find out more about, hey, how can I slot in to help and serve at One Fest?
Mm-hmm. And just know that once you click on that and you're registering to volunteer, you are automatically going to be part of that schedule, and you're going to get your ticket in, and free flowing from there.
Well, again, August 1st through the 3rd, it's less than 2 months away. We're looking forward to it, and I'm not going to say it can't get here soon enough because you guys continue to have some work to do, but get your tickets, wib.com/OneFest, wib.com/OneFest. So many great artists, including Jordan Feliz, going to be there. Hope to see you there as well. Thanks, Heather.
Thank you.